Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap for Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. Today, we take a closer look at crucial financial stories that are shaping Australia's economic landscape. Our first story draws from a recent report by the progressive think tank Per Capita, focusing on the impact of slow wage growth on home ownership for young Australians. Over the past decade, a stark wage-to-house price gap has emerged, severely hampering the ability of late 20s and early 30s Australians to own homes. The report highlights a worrying drop from a homeownership rate of 64% for individuals aged 30 to 34 in 1971, right down to 50% in 2021. With nominal wages merely doubling from 2003 to 2024, compared to house prices that nearly tripled, young Australians are facing an uphill battle. The think tank recommends immediate strategic policy interventions to address wage growth, housing policy, and high immigration levels. Next, news has been circling about certain superannuation funds charging fees, including insurance premiums and advice costs, even after a member's passing. Reports from ASIC, our Australian Securities and Investments Commission, have highlighted these practices within the industry, causing considerable concern around how death benefits are managed and raising questions over the sector's ethical standards and trustworthiness. In light of this revelation, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, known as the ASHEFA, is committed to improving the claims process and addressing these seismic issues. Expect some essential reforms in the handling of fees and an industry-wide drive towards compliance with best practices. Turning to our economy, we find ourselves amidst an ongoing recession. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has reported a marked decline of 8% in real per capita household consumption over 8 consecutive quarters, reaching right back to mid-2022. On the back of the recent Stage 3 tax cuts and a 0.25-cent interest rate reduction by the Reserve Bank of Australia, retail sales, although picking up at the end of 2024, have unfortunately slowed again. Economists suggest that, due to this economic uncertainty, households have become cautious, choosing savings over expenditures. Next month, depending upon Q1 CPI data, many speculate another rate cut could be announced by the RBA. Finally, as the federal election scheduled for May 3rd approaches, the Insurance Council of Australia has been vocal in pushing for stronger risk reduction strategies. They have proposed an ambitious scheme featuring a $30 billion flood defense fund, aiming to tackle what has been Australia's costliest natural disaster, floods. As the incumbent administration's recent federal budget has largely overlooked these measures, the council is striving to influence the next government to incorporate their 16-point program, titled Advancing Australia's Resilience. These measures include the elimination of state insurance taxes and substantial investments to augment financial stability for Australians. That's all from me, Paige Estrotori. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more updates on these stories and other financial news. Remember, we're here to help you navigate the complexities of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Stay informed, stay secure. Until the next update, take care.